Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today
FM. Now, Niamh Fitzpatrick has joined us in studio, as is customary at this time on a Sunday morning. How are you, Niamh?
I'm well, thank you.
We have a problem sent into problem@todayfm.com that I would like your opinion on. I think this is one, you know the way sometimes I say a lot of people will get involved in this one. I think most of the problems resonate with people, but sometimes people don't want to get involved. But I think this one, people will have strong opinions on. Dear Neil and Niamh, I'm not really sure if you can help me or not. It might just help me to figure things out if I write them down to you. I'm a married man, married for 10 years and together for about 4 years before that. So 14 years with the lady in question. I can't say for sure that I was ever totally in love with my wife. I do love her, but I'm maybe not in love with her. Anyway, about a year ago, I started chatting to women on social media, just for fun at the start. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone.
Keep reading.
Yes. Then I met this one woman and we were making plans to meet up for coffee, but we just couldn't get our time sorted. While waiting to get our schedules together, she met a fella on a night out. She fell for him, but we kept chatting. I felt we had a great connection. We eventually did meet up for a day and I really fell for her that day. We have so much in common. She really ticks all the boxes for me and we have been chatting every day since. But she's really fallen for this other guy and they're still they're going steady now. We still talk every day and we're really good mates, but I still have strong feelings for her. I can't get her out of my head. I told her yesterday that I wasn't going to text her for a few weeks. I feel as though I've cut my right arm off, though. I know that even if she wanted me, I couldn't leave my life here. But how do I get over her? It's all in my head, but it's torturing me. I'd be so happy for any small bit of advice you could give me.
Okay. Niamh. I changed some of the details of this email because there were some in it that I would have said been identifiable. So
okay.
Changed a few, but the basics are there. Okay, most people who are listening to this email now, Neil.
Yeah.
Are going to be raising their eyebrows going, really?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, really? Mm. Really, really, really? How do you get to be tortured about a woman who is not available, but you are actually married to somebody else? And really the answer for most of us would be that you don't get to be tortured about that woman. That's not okay for this to happen. What I have to do as a caveat, though, is there's been a wider communication from this person. There was a much longer email.
Okay.
Honestly, I know people will disagree with me, but I'm a big girl, I can take that. He's not a player. He just doesn't get it. I know from his wider email, he actually doesn't get it.
Okay, so that's not really evident from this, but from your other correspondence, it's
exactly.
Obvious he's not a player.
Yeah, so that's my first bit of advice, is to say, I actually want you, and I want him to do this. I want you to take the email. I want you to, your full email with the details on it, I want you to change the details and write it as if it were in the third person, not the first person.
Okay.
And I want you to read that email and see it as we see it. So that will help you see what's going on. Because what is going on here is this other woman is a distraction. That's what she is. She's a big red herring. And she's allowing you put your head in the sand about your marriage and to take your focus away from where it actually needs to be. Because he says that he mightn't say that he's sad, but he certainly, maybe he did in the bigger email, but there's a sadness about this, you know. And I'd say, you're sad about the other woman, you miss her. But I think also there may be a sadness there about the fact that possibly you've never been in love in your life. Because he said, you know, I love my wife,
but I'm not
in love
never with her.
Maybe even, he says, I've never even possibly, not like he was in love with her once, that he is now, he maybe never has been in love with her. So there could be a sadness about that. So my second bit of advice to him, after he's seen the email as we've seen it, is to see this whole thing as a sign, as a signal, that he has emotions that need attention. And I want him to do this pretty sharpish now, Neil. I don't want him to be hanging around on this. This is people's lives that he's dealing with, his own included. And it's not as simple as, I prefer this woman over this woman. There's a load more layers to it, and one of those layers is this, you know, emotions that he has around maybe never having been in love, and I want him to go and do something about that. Thirdly, therefore, when we're saying that this is a signal, that it's not about the women, it's not about the other woman, it's about a signal that you've got stuff you need to deal with. Thirdly, take your focus off the torture you feel about the other woman, because, you know, he says to us, and his language is quite interesting, he talks about, you know, not being in love with his wife. He does love her, but not in love with her. And then he says to us, anyway, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, and he goes on and he talks about this other girl. And I'd say to him, but your wife and your marriage aren't in any way. You can't think of them as in any way.
Yeah, this seems to be, he's trying to put tiles in a wall, and the wall isn't, the foundation isn't solid yet. What you need to do is figure out the problem with the marriage, because then you're not emotionally available, you're not actually available until you figure out whether you should stay married to this woman or not.
Yeah, and the thing about this is there is no answer in his issues within his marriage that will be found in whatever he does or doesn't do with this other woman.
Okay.
No answer. So you're spot on that. But I'd say, so thirdly on this one, that your wife and your marriage are not in any way. They should be front and centre. You are married to her currently. You deserve, she deserves, the marriage deserves to give that the respect and attention. And you say, you know, I'm not in love with her, but you do love her. So in honour of that, the very fact that you've loved this woman for 10 years, does she not deserve that you take your eye off this torture that you think you feel with this other woman and you bring it back to her in your marriage first?
How does that... step away from this one for a second. I don't know if you can answer this in such a short space of time. When somebody says to you, I love this person, but I'm not in love with this person, how does that manifest itself? Is that just erotic love? I'm not attracted to them anymore. I don't fancy them, but I love them as a sister. Is that what that means, generally, when
yeah.
you come across it?
Well, funny that you asked that question, actually, because one of the next bits of advice coming up is there's a book that's really useful. It's called I Love You, But I'm Not in Love with You,
right?
Which is kind of handy. And it's by a guy called Andrew G. Marshall. He's a relationship therapist, and he talks about that. He talks about the different types of love. So he talks about limerence, which is that love you're talking about. It's the one that our guy here is feeling. You can't stop thinking about them.
With the new girl, you mean, yeah?
The new girl, yeah. Exactly. So your whole life is centered around her, and you just can't stop thinking about her. Then he talks about a loving attachment, which is when you're with somebody, but you want to stay with them. You are both committed to actually staying attached to them. And the third really type is affectionate regard. And what that is the one you're talking about. That's, I love you, but I don't want to be attached to you in my life. I'm not interested in you. I don't have that passion. If you like the third one, is the love without the passion. And so that's what is happening to our fella here. But he's missing the point that actually love changes, love moves, love evolves. And so what you need to do is you need to look at your relationship to see what you can do about it if it's not where you want it to be.
And this book can suggest ways for you to move from one stage to the other. Like, it is possible to move from, you know, maybe that relationship that it's that affectionate regard back to something else, closer to resembling maybe the early stages of a marriage.
Yeah, it's possible to give attention to your marriage and to do something about it if it's not giving you the feelings that you want. You know, so I would say to him, have that book, Andrew G. Marshall, I Love You But I'm Not in Love with You, have a look at it. You could also consider seeing a relationship therapist as well to have a little look at this from that perspective. We'll put details on the website about that. But my next thing to say to you is really, I want you to go and talk to your wife, because you are not present in this marriage. So you're not happy, but there's every chance that she's not happy too. She's in this marriage on her own. So she maybe you have children and she's focused on the children. Maybe she's work, she's focused on the work, but maybe she's more like we think she probably is, which is unhappy herself. So I want you to go to her and talk to her and to see where she is. Get a barometer on that, because you don't really know what's going on with her because you're not present at all. Next, I think you and this other woman are not mates. So you said we're really good mates. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Something else going on there.
Yeah, you're two people who you like each other. Now, there's a friendship thing going on with them because they have a connection and they are similar in some ways. They take each other's boxes, as he says. But she's not your friend. You are two people, I would see, that you're skirting around the possibilities. But she's with somebody else and you're with somebody else, so you're not available. So you say to us, how do I get her out of my head? Well, the first thing you do on that one is you push your not texting for a few weeks out to further and further and further, and you step back from this woman, because the behavior of re-engaging in contact with her is going to maintain the feelings of torture.
Right.
So I need you to step back from that.
Cold turkey in that one.
Because a cold turkey in that one, because you don't have her, she's not your friend. You know, the last thing I'd say on this, and I'll probably be shot for this now, in fairness, shot down as in, is that I want him to give himself a break, in that he has not moved into a full-on affair with this woman. He's very definitely emotionally invested in her. But if he can see this as a wake-up call, then either I think he can, if his marriage needs to end, he can end it with dignity and respect. Or if it could be invigorated, he's a chance of doing that too. Okay. He asked for a small bit of advice. I think we've given him a few bits of advice.
I will give you my own little personal bit of advice there. The book called I Love You But I'm Not In Love With You, don't leave it knock around the house, I would suggest. That is not the way to find out in that particular situation. Niamh, as always, thanks a million. For an individual appointment with Niamh, you can go to Niamh Fitzpatrick Psychology. Niamhfitzpatrickpsychology.ie. Sorry for mangling the website address there. To engage Niamh as a speaker for your event, outlaw.ie, or you can send an Agony Aunt problem to problem@todayfm.com. Thanks, Niamh.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best. Today FM.